In the silence of confessionals, many souls whisper their sins to God. But during the dark years of World War II, one confessional became something more, a lifeline. Hidden behind the wooden grille of the Basilica of St. Anthony in Padua, a humble Franciscan friar risked everything to save lives, one whispered code at a time. His name was Father Placido Cortese. To those who knew him, he was the Italian Father Colby. He was born Niccolo Cortese in 1907 on the small island of Cres, now part of Croatia. From a young age, he was drawn to the quiet beauty of faith. At 13, he entered the seminary of the Orders of Friars Minor Conventual. Upon taking his vows in 1924, he received a new name, Placido, meaning peaceful. He would live up to that name in ways the world could scarcely imagine. After years of study at the St. Bonaventure Theological College in Rome, he was ordained a priest in 1930, a young friar of just 23, offering his first Mass at the majestic Basilica of St. Mary Major. Father Placido was sent to the Basilica of St. Anthony in Padua, a place where the prayers of pilgrims fill the air, and where his talents would soon shine. He became the director of Il Messaggero di Sant'Antonio, the Messenger of St. Anthony, a Catholic magazine that, under his leadership, grew by more than 500,000 readers. Through the printed word, Father Placido brought the gospel to homes across Italy, never knowing that one day, those same printing presses would serve a much more dangerous purpose. When the German army occupied Padua, fear spread like a shadow across the land. But within that darkness, Father Placido refused to be silent. He joined an underground network linked to the resistance, risking everything to help Jewish families, Allied soldiers, and Yugoslav prisoners of war escaped to safety in Switzerland. He used the tools he knew best, his pen, his press, and his confessional. False documents were printed under his direction. Coded messages were passed through the wooden grille of his confessional. One man would kneel and whisper, "I need 5 eggs." It meant 5 souls needed false papers to cross the border. Another would say, "We need 3 kilos of flour. 3 more lives in need of refuge." Each code, each word, was a step closer to salvation or to death. From the outside, it seemed ordinary, a priest hearing confessions, but heaven knew otherwise. Behind the veil of that confessional, Father Placido became the heartbeat of mercy for the persecuted. Every whisper, every confession, every code, a prayer turned into action. He was no soldier, no general, and yet, to the Nazi occupiers, he was a great threat, a man of conscience and courage, an ideological militant, as they called him. In October of 1944, the Gestapo devised a cruel trap. 2 SS officers approached the friary walls of Padua, the monastery, protected under the sovereignty of the Holy See. They claimed someone was in desperate need of the priest's help. Moved by compassion, Father Placido stepped beyond the gate. He never returned. He was taken to a Gestapo bunker in Trieste, and there, the tortures began. Father Placido was beaten, humiliated, and broken in body. But his spirit never wavered. Even under the fiercest torment, he revealed no names, no allies, no secrets. After weeks of agony, his body gave out. In November of 1944, at just 37 years old, Father Placido Cortese gave his life, a martyr of charity, a priest of silence and courage. Today, his confessional in the Basilica of St. Anthony remains a place of prayer, a silent testament to the power of faith and to one man who turned mercy into defiance. Like St. Maximilian Kolbe before him, Father Placido Cortese offered his life in place of others, and though the world sought to silence him, his courage continues to speak, a quiet echo in the heart of the Church. Venerable Father Placido Cortese, pray for us.